91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome LP to our studios. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're playing tonight with Codaline at the House of Blues. And, of course, I want to thank you again for doing our appearance at House Wine at South by Southwest 2 years ago.
Oh,
we shot that
pleasure.
Great video
that
with you outside.
So fun.
I know. Yeah. It was a little oasis away from the chaos of South by.
Yeah, no doubt.
I thought so, too. Yeah. Well, what song do you want to play first?
We're going to do a song called Night Like This, which is the first single off our record that comes out in May.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks. It sounded great.
Thank you. Sound like I had a night like that last night.
Well, you were in Austin before you came up
here,
right?
Yes, it's
so
true.
Yeah. So I guess, Austin being the Vegas of Texas, it's, mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope you had fun there last time. Well, it's funny, you know, that's the last place LP is here in the studio, and that's the last place we chatted. And I was going to ask you what's new since then, but obviously the album's new.
Yeah.
Your first studio album is done. It's coming out in May. Was it a tough process making the record?
It was a long process. What happened, the thing that went Into the Wild kind of got in the commercial, it kind of set things rolling faster than we thought. You know, I was supposed to be like kind of making the record in that, and then I just kind of went on tour for a year, basically. Just toured a lot more than we thought. And so Into the Wild is on this record, like the studio version is on, and there's about like, it's like three or four songs that people have heard, and then the other eight are like brand new. And but, you know, the old songs haven't really gotten out, like, massively. You know, they were just released as an EP, like a live EP. So, so it's been a lot of work on the record. Like, last year, I didn't tour really at all. I pretty much exclusively just worked on the record.
Well, and you got signed at South by Southwest a few years before that,
too. Yeah, that was the beginning of, like, this isn't really my first major label album. I have a couple indie records, but, it was a whole... It's been like, and after that, I spent like 3 years in the major label system, but I didn't, record didn't come out. And
yeah,
then
you were just writing. Yeah,
yeah, and then
it's
I
funny,
became
everyone
a writer.
Everyone has a different story when they get signed by a major record label. It's not like this, you know, magic cure. I mean, some people start touring relentlessly, and then
the funny part was, I stopped touring at all. Like, I was touring for like 3.5-4 years before that, and then I got signed and I never toured again. I never played another show. I just like got locked in a studio and wrote like Rapunzel or something. And then I just became a writer for other people, which was really fun. And then this came back around. And when I signed to Warner Brothers, that was the opposite. I started touring all the time.
So do you think writing for other people helped you write songs for this album? I mean, do you write the songs differently, or is it just...
I don't know. Yeah, you know, I just kind of... there's no rhyme or reason. Like, even like, I haven't been writing for myself in the last, like, I haven't even want to like think about it for the last like 6 to 8 months, really, or maybe less, just because I was kind of doing stuff up until this summer. But I recently started, like, you know, stuff started coming out. You know, like, you just don't know like when it's coming out, you know. And like, when I write for other people, it's like a job. Like, I have to sit in a room and it has to be done. You know?
Yeah, when it's for yourself, you get
the luxury
of time.
Well, now it's like that too. You don't actually. But I guess the writing for other people got me into that mode of like having to write, you know, when I'm told to write, in a way, or when I'm supposed to write to get stuff out. But somehow I kind of just found the songs that are best suited to me, that I know that other people can't and don't do.
Sure. Well, what's the name of the new album?
Forever For Now.
Forever For Now.
Yeah, it's one of the songs is called that.
Okay, and it comes out in May, so we'll look forward to that. And then obviously the show tonight at the House of Blues. What song do you want to play next?
We're gonna attempt to play Tokyo Sunrise. It's a little early for that one, but we'll check it. Yeah. Try it. Ooh.
Very nice. Thank you. It sounded
morning.
Great. Yeah. You're awake now, right?
Yeah, to clean the pipes out a little bit, I think.
There we go. It's LP on 91.7 KXT, as I'm proud to say, our first indoor recording with LP since the last time we did that outside. So
it's nice to be finally let inside. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So playing tonight with Codaline at the House of Blues, and the new album comes out in May. And just thanks again for coming by
thank
and seeing
you.
Us.
Thank you so much.
You're always generous with your time, and we appreciate that.
That's all I got, man. It's time.
It's 91.7 KXT.